All right. We're going to roll into our post-race press conference. We've now been joined by our race winner, A.J. Allmendinger, who won today's drive for the Cure 250 presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina. A.J., congratulations on the win. This is your fifth win of the 2022 season. Tell us a little bit about those final laps and being able to pass Ty Gibbs there for the win.
Yeah, it was Ty was doing a really good job. He was pretty hooked up. You know, obviously qualifying, our car was really good in the first stage, and then as the race developed, we were kind of really starting to have some steering issues. Not sure what they were. Kind of felt like the power steering was kind of cutting in and out, but we kind of started to fade there. We got stuck in traffic at that second stage, and allowed Ty to get around us, and then he was doing a really good job. I didn't think we had anything for him, honestly. I was frustrated. I just couldn't do what I needed to do to catch him, and he wasn't really making any mistakes. And all those restarts, I just couldn't time it to get to the outside of him. I knew if I could hang the outside through turn one, we had a shot to at least take the lead and force him to make a move on me at least. So that one restart, I was able to clear him, and I knew it was going to be a battle. And then when that caution came out, I spun the tires, and the nine gave me a good shove. And I drove into one as deep as I could and did everything I could to try to not get in the fence there, and was able to get him clear and just try to put two solid laps in. And it's pretty amazing to be able to win four in a row. This was a race that, I didn't believe at times with 10 to go or 5 to go that we're going to be able to get it done. But that's what I love about this race team. They kept pumping me up. I felt like I was letting them down, and I just knew if we had enough restarts, if I could just time one right, maybe we had a really good shot at it. So felt like we stole it, but I'm not going to give it back.
I understand that. All right, we're going to go to questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We're going to start with Mike Hembree, and we'll walk our way around the room.
Mike Hembree, NBC Sports. You know, if you keep doing this, you can probably get a truck cup ride.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it got me. It's going to get me kicked out of this race, though. I can't run this race anymore.
Well, that's possible. When you're running like that with Gibbs in front, do you try to notice tendencies that he's doing in certain parts of the track to try to set up what you might do, or do you just kind of wait for what you think's the best opening?
Well, I mean, I just it was one of those things where. Just because of what we were fighting in the front of the car, I couldn't ever get it turned good enough. And so I'd kind of would struggle getting it turned mid-corner, and then I'd burn the rear tires up off the corner trying to get the car to turn. And he was doing a really good job. You know, I saw a couple times when if I stayed close enough to him, I could get in his mirrors, and he started getting deep into the brake zones. But really the restarts, he was so good at them that he would stretch out 5 to 6 car lengths, and he'd open that gap up. So he never really had to worry about me into the brake zone. So that was the only thing I was noticing was anytime I got close, it forced him a little bit deep in the corners. But like that, the previous restart before I got around him, he had such a lead, he was going to just probably drive away. So, it was. I knew it was restart or bust, really. My only shot ever to get around him was on the restart, and fortunately I was able to time that one out and do that.
All right, we'll go to Bob.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. Is there any extra sense of urgency in these playoffs, knowing this might be your last chance to be your kind of a championship favorite and win a championship in NASCAR?
So you've already written me off next year, Bob?
Well, I was going
to... I saw you trying to do that delicate.
Yeah,
that was nice.
I was trying to do it delicate,
that.
But...
I feel good you're not just completely crushing my feelings.
I'm not... I would say that... colleague is still a little bit away from being a championship contending
I like it. Put it
team.
On the team. Yeah, no, I like that. No, Bob. No, honestly, no. Like, I don't – all this is a bonus to me. I mean, honestly, 4 years ago I sat up here at this race and talked about that I was – you know, I probably was looking at something else in life. You know, I was – JTG and I were splitting apart, and I thought NBC was the next side I was going to, and then that was the next step in my career. So, you know, at that point in my life, I had 3 NASCAR wins total. So, I mean, we're up to – I don't even know where we're at now. That's a good thing that we have to count that many. So, No urgency. You know, the way these playoffs and the way the championship works, you know, obviously you got to get to Phoenix, and it comes down to four drivers at that race. And if you nail it that day, you could be the champion. But, you know, with that said, I would never trade. If you told me it was you win one championship and you don't win all these races and share all these victory lanes and all that, but you get one championship at the end of it, I wouldn't trade that. I love what we've been able to do, and if we're able, fortunate enough to put the cherry on top and get to Phoenix and win the championship, then great. If not, man, I love what we're doing right now, Bob, and I know the Cup step is going to be a giant one, and there's going to be a lot of ups and downs, and, you know, as you've already written me off for championship there, no, I'm joking, Bob. But no, I mean, there's no urgency. I'm loving every moment that we get to spend in victory lane and having fun.
All right, go ahead.
Steve Connolly, the podium finish. AJ, first I've got to ask, did Tara put any extra pressure on you to win this so the celebration can continue into your anniversary weekend?
Well, we had a nice, calm anniversary. Well, yesterday technically was our anniversary, but we did it on Thursday. I'm old now, so it's like I had to be in bed by 7 last night. But I don't know. I mean, babe, do I need any more pressure than I put on myself?
I'd like to lessen that.
Yeah. No. Good luck. No, that's why she's great. She puts up with me.
Yeah, good luck with lessening that pressure going to the Cup Series.
Yeah.
You've got to be looking at these next three races, moving into the next round, gaining points on Noah. But they were talking there at the end of NBC broadcast that he's the favorite. They're saying he's the favorite to win this. 3.1 average in the next three races. How do you look at that? Is it a must win in these next three to go on to the final four? And
I don't think it's a must win, but it's a must probably got to run top five the whole time. You know, I think that we can, you know, there's going to be at least one driver to get into Phoenix without winning a race, right? I mean, so we don't have to win it at any of these. Believe me, I'd love to go win Vegas and spend the next two. We know how good, especially Noah, is at Homestead. Really good. I mean, he's really good at all these racetracks. But no, I don't think we have to win, but we have to execute and run inside the top five. I felt like Texas was a really good step in the right direction on the mile and a halfs, and Texas was a racetrack that we've struggled at. So we ran inside the top five there, had some fast cars. But yeah, and we got to go execute and maximize everything like we've been doing all year. So I feel confident if we can run top five at all three races, we'll make it. But that's going to be a lot of work, so we'll keep digging.
All right, go ahead.
Trent with frontstretch.com. Describe the relationship between you and Ty Gibbs that's developed on the racetrack, especially at road courses. When I watch that, it kind of almost has like an Xfinity version of Earnhardt versus Gordon, you know, the grizzled veteran versus the young kid phenom coming up. So just what has your relationship with him been like? And this career and Cup that you're about to have, that resurgence, just overall your feeling with life in general with that and where you want to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's what Ty has done over the last couple of years. I mean, he's got a lot of pressure on him. You know, he jumps in those cars and he's expected to win, and he rises to that pressure. He goes out there and wins. He's won a lot of races in what, a year and a half, really, because he didn't run all the races last year. So, you know, it's – to be that young and have all the eyes on you right away. And we see the ups and downs and the mistakes that he makes. You know, the biggest thing is it's okay to make them as long as you learn from them. And I feel like he does try to learn from them. You know, on the racetrack, I feel like, you know, I have a huge amount of respect for him, and it was fun battling him there on the restarts. But, you know, he's going to be here a long time, and he's going to be here a lot longer than I'll be still in the sport. So, but yeah, it's I enjoy racing them. I enjoy racing all these guys because they make me step my game up and try to learn new tricks of how to beat them. And we know that 54 car is probably the fastest car. And when he gets in it, he makes it the fastest car. So he was tough to beat, and he, if it played out, was probably going to win the race. But, you know, restart, so I still got a couple of tricks up my sleeve and was able to steal it from him. But, yeah, I feel like, you know, as he learns, it's not like on me to tell him. I love talking to him, but he's got enough people around him that he'll just keep getting better, and that's what's scary.
All All right.
Oh, and the cup thing. I'm pretty pumped up about it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have signed it.
All right. Any final questions? All right. AJ, congratulations again on that win. And best of luck next week as well.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for everything.